I'm Chris Conley, and the second period is about to get underway between D.C. Everest and Mosinee. 2-2 were tied. Teams will be coming out of their locker rooms in just a moment, go straight to their benches, get our second period underway. Now this, there are two types of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, our sister station, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and the Kasurik Kids Foundation. The Bone and Joint Center reminds you they've spent 50 years keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services to the community. Learn more online at bonejoint.net. Wonder what the Evergreens are saying in the locker room. The Evergreens, again, had a couple of defensive turnovers. Mosinee got a couple of looks at the net off of them, but those were neither of the Mosinee goals. Evergreens again with a new goalie in goal here. Jared Katzbercheck is going to be the starter for the next couple of games at least. Ethan Hurt, the Evergreens senior goalie captain, in the concussion protocol. Katzbercheck and Hurt split the time in goal last year. I guess the playing time kind of shifted towards Hurt for the later part of the season. Ethan Hurt won the starting job outright, but again, injuries change all of that, and Ethan Hurt just waiting until he's cleared from his concussion. And Jared Katzbercheck has not played poorly here in the first period. First goal that he allowed was steered in. Guy on the far side post deflected that in. Second goal for Mosinee. Katzbercheck came out and cut down the angle like he's supposed to. Puck went by him, hit the post, and went into the net. Our officiating crew is back out onto the ice. Teams will follow. And then hockey will resume. There we go. Mosinee Indians coming out, going straight to their bench. Evergreens are too. You know, Mosinee has used three goalies so far this season. Tucker Steffen is in goal tonight. But they also have Sanford Swid, who I remember from last year. Swid's a senior, and he's not playing here. Goalies are back in. It's Tucker Steffen to my left and Jared Katzbercheck to my right. Now, the Evergreens have not had the lead tonight. But the Evergreens have bounced back quickly each time Mosley has scored. You get the feeling that the next goal of this game is going to be big. Grant Ortell waits at the center circle. So is Maxwell Betsy. Now we're ready to get the second period underway. Big, big crowd. The Evergreens have a nice student section that's come in here, and Mosinee is well represented, too. A little bit of snow and sleet for the ride home, so we hope everyone gets home from Green Heck safely. Get back here tomorrow for the consolation and championship game. And the participants still very much in doubt. Mosinee wins the opening faceoff. Just like that, they're offside. Right in the center of the ice, Betsy is offside as the puck was on the far side board. A little confusion over where the faceoff will be. Far side boards outside the blue line. Ortell takes the draw to the Evergreens. Mosinee wins it, sends it to the corner. Wraps all the way around. Yakuz is there for Everest. Just underway, second period. Evergreens wrap this all the way around. Going to be icing. David Hackbarth, the Evergreens, was unsure about whether it was or not. Mosinee will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Dunright Exteriors brings you hockey tonight. Windows, roofs, gutters for 65 years. Dunright's a real standout in the community. This is to the right of Katzbercheck, the Evergreens netminder. Ortell ready to take the draw. Goes back to Mosinee cross ice. Blue line pops up in front of the goal. Yakuz puts it down on the ice. Kyle Jaglinski goes cross ice. Bounces off the board a little bit too long for Davis Hackbarth to catch up with. Puck's loose here back at the defensive end. Yakuz picks it up to the Evergreens. Jockeys near side boards is onside. Carries to the corner. Leaves it back for Ortel a little bit behind him. Pops out of the zone. Evergreens have two defenders back. Bozanino is fastest to the puck. Maxwell Besty there. Trying to go back out the blue line. Bad pass. Taken away one-on-one. Ortel shot. Cloud save. Evergreen's best look at a net in a while there. Ortel was trying to go top shelf far side. Ortel cranked it up and gloved by Tucker Steffen. Steffen's toughest chance in a while. Evergreen's get an offensive zone faceoff. Quinton Shiro takes the draw, goes to the corner. Evergreen's look to dominate it 5-on-5. The Evergreens had the momentum while high hit into the boards, not called. Colby Schmidt. He got away with one there. Schmidt looked like he arrived, elbows out. No whistle, play on. Mosley gets the puck. Tanner Falstead. Falstead ahead, got a trailer stick, checked aside. Good defense there by the Evergreens. It's Keaton Ottinger. Good work. Save what could have been a 2-on-1 back the other way. Alex Kessley along the far side boards. Kessley just shoved out his stick at Gunnar Colbert. The Evergreens living a little lucky here. Now shuttling into the corner, Colby Schmidt backhanded. Mosley's got a player closest. Again, big hit in the boards. Evergreen's punishing hockey here. Quinton Shiro. Shiro holds his own with the best players in the league. Punished two on the forecheck. Evergreen still holds this zone. Mosley returns the big hit against Parker Nitzke. Comes out of the zone. Mosley possesses, but the Evergreens have four back. Right in the center of the ice, Quinton Shiro just took down Tanner Falstead. Getting very physical here. Evergreens take the puck back. Jakus tries to go cross ice. Evergreens have Quinton Shiro. Shiro just lost the puck. Goes all the way back. Katzmercheck, the Evergreens keeper, comes out and sticks it off to the side. Bozanese on a change. And the Evergreens have just iced this puck. Offensive zone faceoff to the Indians. 14:33 to play second period. Still tied 2-2. Hockey's brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Mosley wins the faceoff outlet right between the legs. The Mosley forward shot from the far side boards. Katzmercheck save with the gloves. Denies Ethan Kalinzar. Kalinzar's a sophomore who's on the ice there. Kind of made something out of nothing when you thought that his teammate didn't control that puck. Trey Fitzgerald now got a whistle. Stopping play as the puck went into the corner. Penalty coming up here. Or did that puck just go out? That puck just went out of play. One of our penalty box minders went towards like he was going to open the gate latch. He did not. Bozanini wins the draw outside the blue line. Shot on goal. Katzmercheck right into his chest and holds on to it. Another quality save. Bozanini's getting some looks at the net in this tie game. Jared's been up to the job for the Evergreens. Just ask Jared. He's got a couple of saves here in the second period that have been tough. Bozanini wins the faceoff again. Goes in front. Katzmercheck wrapped around him, but right through the crease. No love for Bozanini. Boy, Dominic Rogers had a lot of net open. Katzmercheck went down too early there, and it went right through the crease. Evergreens get this out to neutral ice. Evergreens have to hold up to be onside. Jakus waits for his teammate to clear. Now backhands it into the near side corner. Evergreens are chasing. Jaglinski is to it from behind the net. Then the Evergreens get a look. It's been a little while here. Ortel thought about the wraparound. Got it in front. No one home. It goes all the way down the ice the other end. Trying to set up Brady Bunnell in front. Evergreens now have to play defense. And the Evergreens have just turned the puck over in their defensive end. Mosley closes on it. Russell Bittner. Evergreens got two defenders in front of Bittner. Bittner's off his skate. Gets back up onto the ice, but unable to hold in. Mosley sends it to the corner. They want to change here? No. Stay with their skaters. 13 minutes to play in the period. Mosley from the corner turned over. Here comes Ortel. Does not have numbers, but has one man to beat. Stick checked away. Nothing doing. Davis Hackbarth was trailing, and Hackbarth picked up the puck and sent it to the corner. The Bruins now try and fill in with some additional men. Hackbarth is down on the ice. Gets right back up. Everett still hoping to keep this alive in the corner. Doing the dirty work there is Grant Ortel. Yaku skates forward if they can get the puck to him. Yeah, the Everett haven't gotten a look at the net in a while. Tied 2-2. Mozanese had more chances in the second period. Still battling for it in the corner, right in front of the Everett student section. Now the puck comes free. Colby Schmidt, Mozanese comes away. Two, the Everett have three back. Mozanese got a trailer. Nope, they'll play it to the corner, and Yaku's as fast as to it. Got a whistle here. The Evergreens offside? No, penalty coming up on Everest. A little bit of confusion on who this is on. Going to the box, Colby Schmidt. Mozanie in this tie game will skate with a man advantage. Two-minute minor, 6:44 of the second period. Schmidt is serving the penalty here. Mozanie goes on the power play. Evergreen sends it all the way down the ice. 12 minutes to play in the period. No scoring since a 2-2 tie in the first. Mozanie is 0-for-1 on the power play so far. Skates with a man advantage here. Almost taken away shorthanded. Kyle Jaglinski. Mozanie is onside, but the puck is pinned up across the far side board. Mozanie unable to get it free. And never reached Jaglinski. Nice hustle play. Jabbed in there and got it out of the zone. Mozanie's got it clear, even though they still possess. Ethan Kaslar was trying to go back to the point. Inaccurate pass. Comes out of the zone. Goes all the way down the ice. Tobias Hulka, who's a goal scorer, has to retrieve it. Everett's almost picked it up shorthanded. Yaku's overskated the puck. Parker Hurt is there. Yaku's possesses shorthanded. Shot from the blue line. Over the crossbar. Shorthanded look to the Evergreen. 1 minute left of the penalty kill. 11 minutes left of the period. Mosley hustles down the ice. From behind the net. Got a man in front. It's loose in front. Save! And then off the body. Clear off to the side. Kacperchek with a save from point-blank range. Mozanie's best chance on the power play. Jared denied them. Mozanie's right back into the zone. Got a whistle coming up over here. Penalty coming up, too. I think this is on Mozanie. No, it's not. Oh, my. It's on the Evergreens. Who's going to the penalty box here? Mozanie's going to skate 5-on-3 for 35 minutes. Penalties on Grant Ortel. Five on three for 35 seconds. Cross-checking. Evergreens win that draw and send it all the way down. Penalty comes at 8:05 of the period. Mozanie's got the two-skater advantage for another 15 seconds. He'll cross ice outside the circle. Shot just wide of the near side post. Tobias Fulton put it on. Mozanie still holds the zone. 5-4-3 left at the two-man advantage. Cross ice passes behind Maxwell Besby. Shot on goal, and they've scored just before the Evergreens could get the man on ice. Evergreens could not kill off a 5-on-3. Mozanie has taken a 3-2 lead. After playing scoreless for the longest time. So Mozanie scores 5-on-3. The Evergreens were just about ready to kill that penalty off. Everybody could not get the fourth man back on the ice. Goal is Mattel Rychek. Goals at 6:57. So we are back to 5-on-5 hockey, but now the Evergreens are trailing one-on-one. Everett put a shot on goal from the far side. Blocker saved. Andrew Legal put that on goal. Moses just turned the puck over and neutralized. Eddie Zinda comes forward. Evergreens are onside. Moving forward, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell, tough angle, stick to side. Zinda looking for a trailer there. Comes off the near side boards and out of the zone. Quinton Shiro's chasing for the Evergreen. Evers has had an answer each time Moses has taken the lead. Let's see if they can answer the bell here. Evergreens have just turned the ball over. Too far out in front for Kisley. Dribbles on goal and stick to side by Kasperchek. Evergreen's cross-ice pass. Mozanin's back defensively. 9 minutes to play in the second period. Big hit there. Long shot on goal, too. Now, Quinton Shiro. Shiro's been lowering the boom on a couple of plays here. Shiro not only checked that Mozanin player right on the boards, got the puck and put it on goal from long range. Evergreen's win the battle at neutralized ahead to Alex Kisley. Kisley near side boards into the zone. This on two mostly players. Yakus holds it up. A blast on goal from Yakus. Save right into the chest of Tucker Steppen. That's got to be the hardest slap shot of the conference. Yakus fully wound up for the near side boards of the blue line and was accurate, too. Just right into the goalie's chest. Mosinese 3-2 lead is still good. Offensive zone faceoff. Grant Ortell takes it for the Evergreen. Ortell loses the draw, goes out of the zone. Evergreens have Davis Hackbarth retreating to it. Hackbarth to Ortell, pass forward, off one of the Mosley players, but Hackbarth, fast skater, gets right to it. Ortell overskated the puck. Mosley comes back 4-on-3, and one of the four, Yaku, stick checked that away. Mosley still comes back with another rush towards the goal. In front, keeping the near side post close, Kasperchek. And then one of its defenders cleared it out from in front. It's Andrew Legal who came forward for the Evergreens, helped his goalie out. Evergreens could have a 2-on-2 the other way, stick to side by Tobias Fulka. Fulka's played very well today. Matthew Fleski, one of the goal scorers, long pass ahead to Holka, who's right in front. Kasperchek with a save! Kasperchek may have been knocked back into the goal, and they're going to say this is a goal for Mosinee. And the Indians take a 4-2 lead. Actually, the referees are going to discuss this and make sure, no, it's a goal for the Indians. Kasperchek bobbled that, was knocked back into the goal. In fact, it was falling backwards, and it's a goal for Mosinee. Kasperchek with the save, almost, not quite. And the Indians now lead 4-2. Ouch. Majej Rychek has both of the goals for Mosinee. Evergreens, I'm sure, not happy about that goal. They were hoping for a quicker whistle that would have saved Kasperchek. Kasperchek bobbled the puck, falling back into his own net, and a goal for the Indians. Mosinee leads 4-2. Evergreens 3-on-2, coming back the other way. Zinda, now behind the net, Quinton Shiro. Can Shiro get it centered? Evergreens fights it to the corner, sends it all the way down. Got a whistle here, icing. Evergreens has got an offensive faceoff. I mean, obviously, you don't get it all back at once when you're trailing by 2 goals. The Evergreens sure would like to be one closer as we go into the locker room. Trailing 4-2, 4-3 sounds better. We live to fight again in the third period. Grant Ortell will take the draw for the Evergreens back to the blue line. Yakus screamed in front, went off one of his teammates and away from the goal. Yakus wanted to crank up the slap shot. Instead, Davis Hackbarth had it go off his body in front. Would have been a tougher chance if it went all the way through. Mosinee has iced the puck again. Will come back to the Evergreens offensive zone for an offensive zone faceoff. Hockey's brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, local lenders lending local money and keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun. One of the Mosinee players going to get called out of the faceoff circle here. Hackbarth will now take the draw against Tobias Fulka. Everett seemed to make something happen. Everett's win it. Shot on goal. Wow, it's off the blocker and just wide. Zinda put that on goal for the Evergreen. In front, Evergreen's Ortel. Blocker save. Evergreen still holds his own to Ortel in front on the backhand side. Now it squirts away into the corner. Davis Hackbar, unable to control it. Evergreen's trying to get one back. Cross-ice pass. Goalie is out of his net. Evergreen got scores! Evergreen get one goal closer. That's Brad Ortel's goal. Goalie had to defend the near side post. He came out and was out of position. Brad Ortel, when the puck came to the far side, had a lot of net open. Goal comes at 11:40 of the second period. The Evergreens have got one back. Just what the Evergreens needed. A lot of time to play here in the second period. The Evergreens have a chance to build momentum if the next goal is there. 4-3 now. Evergreens back in their defensive zone. Kyle Jaglinski gets his second assist of the night. Mosley is right back to the offensive zone. Keeper is out of position. Now Kacmercek is back. He's going to have a penalty on the Evergreen. One of the Evergreen's players hooked one of the Mosley players, knowing that his goalie was out of position. Mosley, I think, is going to go right back on the power play here. Kacmercek was out of position with the puck behind the net. And it is Kyle Jaglinski who's going to go to the box. Davis Hackbar will go to the box. The Evergreens get a goal back, and just like that, we'll have to kill off a penalty. There have been three penalties called in this period, all on the Evergreen. This one coming at 11:10 of the period. Mosley wins the draw. Interference. It's an obvious call. Again, he's trying to help his goalie in that spot. So instead, you make Mosley earn it on the power play. Mosley skates in with this man advantage, leads it off to the corner, Trey Fitzgerald. Now he's got a whistle. Puck went out of play. Beg your pardon. Another penalty has just been called. And this is on the Evergreens, too. Mosley's going to get an extended 5-on-3. Brad Ortel goes to the box. Wow. Evergreens kill off 25 seconds on the 5-on-4. And here comes 5-on-3 hockey again. Brad Ortel, goal scorer, and now penalty server. Slashing. Penalty's 4-0 against the Evergreens here, and Mosley has just scored. So the Evergreens' power play is good at 5-on-4, but not so good at 5-on-3. Puck came into the front right off the faceoff, and Mosley gets their two-goal lead back. 5-3, two of the three Mosley goals have been 5-on-3 scores. That came just 3 seconds into the 5-on-3. Nice. Back to 5-on-5. Matej Rajcik has scored again. He's got all three goals for Mosley in the third period. It's a hat trick for Rajcik. Trey Fitzgerald gets the assist. So Mosley gets the two-goal lead right back. 5-on-3. And the score is now 5-2-3. Mosley wins the offensive zone faceoff. Indians go cross ice. Shot, loose in front, off to the side. There's still 1:15 left in the Ortel minor that the Evergreens have to kill off here. Really cannot afford to give up another goal. Evergreens send it all the way down the ice. once the Evergreens are back to even strength. There'll be 3.5 minutes left in the period, and the Evergreens have some work to do. Moves an E, starts their rush. Now to the center. Mosley just deep right pass, saved by Kacprzak on the rebound. Kacprzak covers it up. Kacprzak is single-handedly keeping his team in the game. A really good pass, right past two Evers defenders, and able to skate in with no one in between him and the goalie was Maxwell Bethe, and Kacprzak denied him, and then was able to get on top of a loose puck rebound. 5-3 is still doable. 6-3 seems like a deep hole for the Evergreen. 40 seconds left in the penalty kill here for Evers, so the Evergreen send this all the way down. Just waiting for Grant Ortell to get out of the box and finally get back to 5-on-5. Evergreen has just taken the puck away shorthanded. Davis Hackbarth is at his own blue line. Hackbarth will circle around, almost gave the puck away, gets it forward to Parker Hirsch. Now the Evergreens play this into the corner. 15 seconds left in the Mosinee man advantage. Scored at 5-on-3. Evergreens trying to kill off the 5-on-4 here. The Evergreens have the puck defensively. 5 seconds remaining in the power play. 4-3. Yakus will hold it. Shuttles that ahead to Eddie Zindo. He's going to chase this down on the corner. And the penalty kill now is back to 5-on-5 hockey. Evergreens have that puck in front. Diving for it as Ortell has just come out of the box. Trying to hold it in back to the blue line and unable to is Kyle Jaglinski. Jags retreats. Mosinee has it at their own blue line. Again, the next goal of this game has to go to the Evergreens, preferably before the second intermission. 3 minutes to play in the second period. Evers trailing Mosinee 5-3. Yakus carries this in, got it behind the net. Taken away by Mosinee, overskated the puck there. Evergreens fighting to hold the zone. Puck came free off the boards. Ortell tries to keep it in, comes out of the zone. Kisley has to wait for his teammates to clear. Now, goalie is out of position. Kisley charged the puck behind. Mosinee finally recovers and looks to restore order. Bounced off the near side boards. Colby Schmidt just took the puck away. Schmidt's shot didn't get through off one of the defenders, and Mosinee takes it out. Evergreens, though, possess it, neutralize to Yakus. Yakus, good pass forward. Clinton Shiro came in too hot and goes into the bench. It was right on the tape of Shiro's stick. Rode up the blade and went into the Evergreens bench. Offensive zone faceoff, nope, just outside the blue line. 2:11 to play in the second period. Mosinee has scored twice on 5-on-3 power plays. Evergreens battling for this along the far side boards at the red line. Get this puck ahead, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell's onside, put on goal by a trailer, Quinton Shiro. Dave, Tucker Steffen. For Evers fans, no time for Steffen to start getting hot between the pipes. Evergreen's got a couple of goals to find. Exactly 2 minutes left in the period. Faceoff comes to the near side of the Evers zone right in front of the student section. Hackbarth looks to control. Evergreen's pulled it in. Hackbarth, near circle, in front. Got two defenders in front of him, couldn't get through them. Kitchley tries to pick up the slack, nope, carries it into the corner. And the Evergreens get it centered from there. Hackbarth and Kitchley behind the net. Got Ortell in front of it, get the puck to him. Here's Yakus, shot, save. Yakus was able to lift that over the stick of one of the Mosinee defenders, but not past the goalie, Tucker Steffen, who looks like he's tightening up just where the Evergreens need to get to it. 1:34 left in the second period. Another offensive zone faceoff. Evergreens have gotten some looks since going down by 2 goals again. We'll need to light the lamp once more. Mosinee wins this draw 2-on-2. Mosinee pushes forward here. Rychek, who already has 2 goals, open ice collision, and Rychek got the worst of it. Collided with Grant Ortell. No penalty. Play on. Evergreens counterattacking. Brady Bunnell tried to keep it for a trailer. Hackbarth. Out in front, too wide for Kyle Jaglinski. Evergreens have to clear. 1 minute left in the period. Evergreens are in danger of going to the locker room down by 2 at the end of 2.
Everett picks up that puck on the far side. Parker Knightsky behind the net. Thinks about a wraparound, goes back to the blue line. Everett put that on. A lot of traffic in front. Parker hurt, deflected by one of the most lead defenders. Here's a look at the net. Slid across the crease. No one's on the near side post. 45 seconds left in the period. Shiro fights for, tried to go back out to the blue line. It's off Parker Hurt's stick. Goes all the way down the ice. 35 seconds. Evergreen's trying for a final rush, trying to get one of these two goals back. Off the stick of Ortel, tried a long pass there. Deflects behind the net. Brady Bedell pressures forward in front to Ortel, and one of the defenders stick checked it away right in front. Slade Krause, that's good defense. Yakus holds in at the blue line to Hackbarth. 10 seconds left of the period. Hackbarth is taken down to the corner. Play through it. He's slow getting up, too. And that's where the period's going to end. Puck's bouncing along. Evergreen's fan on a final shot. And second period's complete. Bozeny outscored the Evergreen 3-1 in the period. But Tej Rijek scored all three of the goals and had a second period hat trick. At the second intermission, Bozeny is in control right now. They lead 5-3. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 92.9.
It's the Built for the Holiday.